Log Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. In segment one, we're meeting with Tom Fortesite, president of MFV Expositions, producers of franchise events worldwide, including the upcoming expo in Los Angeles. And Tom's going to talk about what people can expect from these shows and what can be gained in attending or exhibiting. In segment two and three, we're meeting with Jack Porterak, CEO of Marco's Pizza, and Kevin Wilkerson, area representative of Marco's Pizza. And headquartered in Toledo, Ohio, Marco's Pizza is the fastest growing pizza company in the United States. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine this week, Marty. How about yourself?
Good, good. Feeling a lot better. As you know, I was a little bit under the weather last week, so I was struggling through that show with NyQuil and everything else. But,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell. You did a great job.
Sometimes you have those shows, you listen to the playback, and you say, oh, man, I wasn't 100% that show. But it was a good show, though, Don. I mean, you know, the guest, of course, you know, made it fantastic. We met with John Ross, president of Fiesta Auto Insurance. And if you missed the show, Fiesta Auto Insurance is the nation's only franchise system to combine insurance and tax preparation under one roof, providing a one-stop shop for the budget-minded consumer. I thought this was a great business model. What were your thoughts on last week?
Yeah, well, I like any business model or franchise where there's multiple services, multiple income streams, and it seems like they have a real strategy, I guess. A lot of their clientele are inner-city consumers.
Right.
And, you know, it's a couple things everybody has to have. You know, I mean, most people have cars, and so they're a newer franchise, but it looks like they're doing pretty well the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if you have a relationship with the customer, why wouldn't you want to provide additional services, you know? And it makes me think why, you know, there's other companies out there that aren't doing something like this, you know? It just makes sense to kind of combine the two. Yeah,
taxes and insurance. It's something everybody needs. So.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, when you get into a tax franchise, I mean, it's seasonal, isn't it? I mean, you're pretty much
right.
Like January to perhaps, let's say, you know, maybe you go into June. You know, we've had a lot of tax franchises on the show. You know, and it's an interesting model because, you know, a lot of these franchisees, you know, they work themselves like a horse for, you know, 5 months, and then the rest of the year they pretty much take off, you know. So
right.
It fits a certain lifestyle. But, you know, if you want to work all year round, it does kind of make sense, I think, you know, to combine the two. So, yeah, I think we should keep our eyes on these guys, you know, and see what happens. I expect very good things from them.
I like the name Fiesta, too. It's like, you know, it's like you're having a party.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, I mean, it says they're catering to the Hispanic market. You know, I mean, was that the thought in coming up with the name, you know? And a lot of times you ask the question. Sometimes I beat you to the punch. I say, how'd you guys come up with the name for the franchise? You know, and I think we forgot that one.
Right, right.
But, yeah, no, it is. It's a very catchy name. And, yeah, just great business model. I thought he did a good job at explaining the franchise as well, which I think is important, you know?
Definitely, so, yeah.
Yeah, we had Nancy on the show last week, as always, and she's always fantastic, you know, talking about what's going to happen in franchise time, some previous editions and things like that. So she's always wonderful to have on the show. And I think next time we're going to have Mary Jo back on the show for our 200th show, which is in several weeks. And, yeah, we got a great show today. We got another full show today, don't we?
Yep, Tom Portisi, president of MFV, based here in New Jersey. A lot of times when I go to the shows around the country, you know, I see them on the plane. We're at the airports and everything together. But they've had a big job to do because the economy's been rough, and their job is to. And as far as I know, and he'll talk about this, more franchisors are exhibiting this year in L.A., so that's a good sign, and hopefully they can
that's
get a good crowd
sign.
Out there. And also Jack Butterack, CEO of Marco's Pizza, who we had on over 2 years ago, and an area developer, Kevin Wilkerson.
Yeah.
So he'll tell us about his place that he owns and how his area is being marketed and built out, fastest growing pizza company.
Yeah, that's amazing too, you know, to see that. You know, and a lot of times too, that, you know, I'm guilty of this, you know, and you hear from our listeners sometimes, we say, okay, you know, we're going to have these guys back, you know, and finally we're staying true to our word, and we are bringing some previous guests back to the show, you know, so our listeners know that we do listen to their feedback and things like that. We are having Marcos back. We've had them on the show once before several years ago, and they were fantastic. And it looks like in that time there's been some significant growth, you know, and they got all these accolades. And,
just
looking forward to having those guys back on the show today. But get ready to get hungry. I have a feeling you're going to eat pizza for lunch today. I remember last time we had Marcos on the show. I was struggling that show, you know, so.
My young twin's six, and they're always going to parties and here or there. Pizza's always a big food item. So I'm eating pizza all the time, so I appreciate good quality pizza is what's key.
Well, that's what it is. I think Americans, you know, they're more demanding for their pizza today. You know what I mean? It's not like just like a slice, you know. I mean, you go into pizza places today you know, so some of the pizzas out there are just amazing, just to even just look at, you know what I mean? So it's great quality pizza, you know, so,
And I was at, a show a few years ago, and this is the truth, I should maybe save it for when Jack's on, but there was about 7 or 8 pizza franchises at a franchise show a couple of years ago, and most of them are, you know, actually making pizza at the show and serving it, and I remember having Marco's and few of the people from Diamond Financial I was exhibiting with, we were definitely saying, hey, that's the best pizza at the show.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, you know, I know the family, there's a great story. It's amazing. I remember because we've had done so many shows up to this point. But I remember the founder of the company, I guess it was Pasquale, he was obsessed with making the ultimate pizza, you know, when it was the sauce and the cheese and the dough and all that other stuff, you know, and I think he did it, you know, and I think Jack was a big part of taking it to the next level. If it wasn't for him, there may not be a Marco's Pizza spread throughout the country, you know.
That's
so,
right, Pasquale Giammarco, he was the one that came up with the word pizza. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't have that in my notes here. That's fantastic. But I know you had a quick article because I want to bring in our guest, in a couple of minutes. What do you got today, Don? We had a couple things we needed to
address. We did finish last week's article through Newsweek, Building a Better Franchise. Successful franchise owners share how to get a franchise business off the ground right. And this is a Bill Marble, Five Guys Burgers and Fries franchise. He has a couple good bits of information to give to people. He says, do your homework on the company. Make sure your parent company has a pattern of sustainable growth. Ensure that it gives extensive support to its franchises and provides a significant return on your investment. He also says to spend 6 months investigating a variety of businesses to determine which one had the most potential. Know the market. Evaluate whether there's sustainable demand for the product that your company would be selling. Ask yourself, are there many competitors in this segment? What does your product offer that's different? Five Guys, for example, responds to the new fast casual trend, offering better quality food at more reasonable prices. He also says, Marty, pick a brand you love. You have to believe in what you're selling. It's not enough to just target a company that could be profitable. You have to genuinely be a fan of it. Simply put, if you don't love it, don't do it. It's another great quote in franchising. Yeah.
Definitely.
If you don't love it, don't do it.
Yeah, you know, and some of our guests have said that in the past. You know, I mean, are you going to be proud? In fact, I think it might have even been Michael Gerber. You know, if you were at a cocktail party, you know, are you going to be proud to talk about the brand that you're representing? Are you going to be proud to talk about the franchise? You know, are you going to be proud to talk about what you do? This is where you get into the whole psychology of franchising. There's a lot of psychology involved in this whole thing, isn't there? You know,
right,
it's not
definitely
just about, you know, buying into a McDonald's, which was rated number one by Franchise Times. There's more to it than that. You know, there's a lot of psychology.
Right.
So that's great.
Get the finances together. Hire a CPA who can provide guidance and direction to proper business management. Many businesses fail because franchise owners don't take the time to understand the finances involved. And lastly, he says, treat your staff well. You want to acquire and maintain a quality workforce from the start. To do that, be nice and give them reasons to be motivated. He gives his employees bonuses, 50 to 70% on top of worker salary for great performance. It's a key, I guess, for, you know, Jack coming on today or Kevin talking about Marco's Pizza, I guess it's part of your business. You got to have some key and quality employees.
Yeah. Which is a lot of times it comes down to the personality, you know, because a lot of times when we have the guests on the show, we say, what kind of franchisee are you looking for? What kind of traits and characteristics, you know? And a lot of times they reference people skills, you know, just having strong interpersonal skills. And you just said on treating your employees with respect, you know, and motivating them. I think that's part of the whole process as well, you know. And sometimes if you don't have those things, I think it could make it a little difficult, you know, to be a successful franchisee. There's a lot of variables and elements that go into the whole formula, I believe, of being a successful franchisee. You know, yes, the system is important, but, you know, you got to be the right match for a particular type of system. So,
good point.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think it's a great article, and there's a couple things in there that need to go into our great quotes and franchising podcast. So,
well, that's my job, Marty. It's what I do.
That's your obsession, right? That's why you stay up till 3 a.m. searching the globe for articles, you know.
That's right.
So, but this is interesting, Don. The largest annual franchise expo in the West comes to Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I know you've been there before. And this is happening November 5th through 7th, 2010. And today we have the privilege of speaking with Tom Portise, president of MFV Expeditions, producers of franchise events worldwide, including the upcoming expo in L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great.
That's fantastic. Where are you this morning, Tom? Are you on the West Coast already? Or?
I am. I'm in L.A.
You
now.
Are. Okay, so it's a little early there. I hope you're drinking coffee or something. I was thinking about that this morning. I said, oh, God, I said he's on the West Coast. So
You would have been up early anyway, Tom. You would have been up early anyway. I mean, this is a big weekend. It's one of several big shows you put on for the year. I've been there the last few years, and it seems like I know a lot of people in the industry, Tom. It seems like we have more franchisors going to the show, so hopefully that'll mean more consumers and people, you know, visiting the show. I bet you're all excited.
We're very excited right now. All indications say that's the case, that we should have a great show this weekend, but we still always have those butterflies.
Right, right.
Well, you guys do a great job of, you know, I go to the show in Washington, you know, every year, and I just think you guys are fantastic. You really do a wonderful job. My history with Mark Franchise Ventures goes back a long way. I worked for a company, Venture Direct, it was like 10, 11 years ago.
Is that right?
We did some business with you guys, you know. So I've been familiar with you guys a very, very long time. So I've always admired your company. I think you have a great organization there.
Well, I appreciate that. I got to tell you, though, support by guys like yourselves, it goes a long way towards the success we have. So we appreciate
it. We've been doing the show a few years, Tom. We're always talking about the upcoming show and trying to plug it for you. So it's been great. And it's always, you know, it's always interesting that the franchisors who go to the show, there's always a good mix of the well-established ones like your Arby's, you know, and then new franchisors who are trying to get the word out and talk about their services. And you know, just looking over the list of all the franchises, I see a few I've never heard of before. So that's good that, you know, we have some new players in. You know, talk about that a little bit. You know, maybe as you or your team are talking to new franchises, their expectations and what you guys can deliver from the show.
You know, I got to tell you, we've been doing this, as you guys say, 15, 20 years now, and this show probably is the most diverse I've ever seen.
Right.
We've
got
over 200 exhibitors this year, which is up from 150 last year, so substantial increase.
Right.
But what really makes it just an amazing event this year is the range of investments, you know, probably from under $10,000 to, you know, well over $1 million. And
right.
I don't know of an industry that we don't have represented. You know,
well,
we have
true.
The food people, like you say. I mean, we have the Dairy Queens, we have the Arby's, Chick-fil-A, and those guys. But, you know, we have five or six pizza franchises, like you were saying. You know, the
yogurt franchises are really coming on. Yogurt, you have cruise franchises, you have automotive, you have car wash. I mean, it's just interesting to see how many different industries out of the 200. I mean, there's got to be over 100, I guess.
Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, I was looking at the exhibitor list just before this call, and, you know, we have probably 15 companies that are either helping seniors or children.
Right.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Business coaching's pretty big. Franchises to even help people to find franchises, like the Entrepreneur Source. But, you know, the UPS store is big. Just, you know, so much in food, new and well-established. It's really a diverse, your Valpak, it's just very interesting. And, you know, Marty and I have always talked, Tom, on the show about people who go to the show to, you know, to be prepared to, you know, maybe possibly know even a couple franchises that you're interested in, and knowing a little bit about the franchise and going there and be able to talk intelligently about yourself, your background, that you're motivated, that you really care about that franchise. Is that what you suggest also? Is there anything else you can add to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, most people don't know when they purchase a franchise, they don't know what industry they're going to wind up going in, and they go through that process. So we would encourage them to go online and to look at the list of exhibitors, do a little bit of homework, look at the investment levels, because obviously that's always a challenge,
right.
a big criteria as to what you're picking. Know what it is you're looking for in regard to an investment, but then just get over there and talk to them. You know,
right.
Chances are they're going to find something that is just going to, it's their sweet spot. You know, it's a business to business. It's one of the concepts you may have mentioned, where it fits their skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street. Franchisors, just because you have the money, doesn't mean franchisors can say, okay, you know, welcome to our company. I mean, they have to feel you're going to be a good fit. They're going to be able to follow a system. And you brought up a good point about financing. Know pretty much how much you could invest, and if you do need to get financing, maybe have spoken to someone beforehand, because eventually that's going to come up in the conversation. Well, this is the investment size. Is this something that you can do? And I guess a franchisor might be impressed that, yeah, I've already looked into that, and you know, they know a little bit of history about us, and maybe even they even search their local market and feel that this type of franchise or service or industry can be a good fit. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of that good stuff will be going on at the show the next 3 days.
Yeah, I think the visitors to our shows are way more educated than they've ever been. And obviously the internet has a lot to do with that.
Right.
They do a lot of the homework. Mm-hmm. So they're not coming there for the first time saying, you know what, I think I want to be in business for myself, and franchising seems like a good way to go. They've already made that decision. They've done a little research. You know, they've come here with good questions. Don, when you're here, you know, you're speaking to people at our shows, and you're telling them the different options. Most people don't know that. They don't know what options are out there in financing.
Well, they come to our booth, and we've been exhibiting for at least 5 or 6 years, going to mostly all your shows. You know, people come over, I ask them, you know, have you chosen a franchise? Who are you looking at? And most of the time they'll say, well, I'm interested in these two or three, and they'll be able to talk about those franchises, and they know the investment range, and now they want to see what we can do for them and what we can offer. And with financing being so tough these days, people really have to get on that right away. And know their credit score and know how much they can invest, because there's never 100% guarantee you're going to be successful. You got to really, whatever franchise you do, you got to really work hard. Marty and I have always stressed that in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Most people have sort of a game plan when we speak to them.
Well, I think, but the franchisor is coming, as you say. I mean, they're not just because you have the money doesn't mean that you're going to be a franchisee in that system. So, as you say, they're looking to see those people, you know, what their thoughts are.
Right.
You know, are they the kind of people that are willing to work, follow a system?
Right.
Yeah.
So what has anything been done? I say this because I care. I know Sunday's always been kind of a tough day for the show for whatever reason. You would think Saturday and Sunday, that most people have off those days. And, I'm sure you've had to be creative because of the tough economy to try to get the show more populated. Anything specific that's been done, recently, Tom?
Well, as you know, Don, there's only so many people at any given time looking to acquire a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to spread it out during the weekend as best it suits them. Anything we do that kind of creates some kind of excitement that has nothing to do with that never works in our favor.
Right.
You know, it's always, there are a number of people in the on the West Coast right now that are going to wind up being in business for themselves, not by choice in some cases, just by circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, this is a situation where, they've come to the conclusion that this is the best way for them to go. They're going to get down here. If they can get down here Friday, that's great. A lot of them can't Saturday. And Sunday, you know, what we see on Sunday is two things. Number one, we see a group of people who come who couldn't get there, you know, the other 2 days for whatever reason.
Right.
But
right.
we see a lot of people come back on Sunday. You
right.
know, the people who have spent either Friday and or Saturday, and they come back because they went home, they talked it over, and they've got a list
right.
of 14 questions that they need answered.
Right. That's a good point. And, the show's in a really nice location, downtown L.A. There's a lot to do around there, restaurants. It's really, a good way to maybe do a couple of things, because people might live half an hour, even a couple hours away. I know we've always enjoyed, being right down where the show's located. But, that's something I didn't really think about, people just going once. People I speak to during the week, they want to definitely get a franchise because they were laid off and they really don't know what to do, and they realize with franchising it's the fastest way to be profitable and maybe the less risk, of course, because they're going to get that ongoing support. And it's the biggest point to franchising is you have that system and ongoing support. And it's good to see that people are going into franchising more than ever. I mean, that's if you're going to take a positive from this tough economy, it's definitely helping the franchise industry.
And further to your point, I think those people are perfect candidates for franchises. They're not the true jump off the bridge entrepreneurs.
Right.
You know, they're the people
right.
who do want some structure.
They have some experience. They just
really
want to make money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is tailor-made
yeah,
for
it's
them.
True. There have been some great speakers, too, at the events, too, Tom. I've actually gotten to attend some of the presentations, when I was there. And I thought some of the speakers were phenomenal. Did you want to talk a little bit about that, like what kind of speakers?
I got to tell you guys, we've been very fortunate. I mean, after show, we've had, the who's who of franchising, whether it be for financing and Don pitching
right.
in and explaining some of those or how to franchise your existing business. Yeah, that's a
right,
big market
yeah.
that's
I've
out
been
there
to that
right
one.
Now.
That presentation. I remember that was fantastic.
So, a lot of seminars are free. and the seminar will take place. So you'll see industry experts. If you come down to the show, one of the seminars I would really suggest you sit in are the ones that have to do with how to acquire a franchise. Because they will get the benefit of speaking with industry experts who will be explaining to them the steps you should take. You know, how to systematically go about narrowing it down. What questions should you ask? What should you be looking for?
Yeah, no, it's true. I saw John Hayes speak at one of the events, and he was incredible. We actually had him on the show, Tom. But I said, wow, he knows his stuff.
Well, Marty, let me tell you, he's so good that you know he's now a professor at the American University in Kuwait.
Yeah,
and he's
going to
spend the next few years doing that. But we're going to fly him back for the IFE in Washington to speak.
Oh, great! Yeah, he's wonderful. I think he's really the best, you know. And when I saw him speak at the event, I said, "Oh my God!" I said, "This guy is just the way he presents it." You know,
he's great.
He presents it like a professor and a scholar, but the information that he gives out is just very valuable, you know, to the audience. And it was a big crowd too that he was presenting to. It wasn't a small group. So it's great.
We have to get you and Don to do some kind of, you know, stand up routine.
Oh, we're there
at the event.
Yeah. We're absolutely
soft
there,
show.
You know.
We're definitely eventually going to do a show from there. It's really our plans for this year, but that's definitely a goal. And for people going to the show too, there's all the franchisors. Remember, there's a nice vendor supplier section, like we mentioned. People need financing or to roll over their, you know, some of their retirement money with no tax penalty. A lot of people don't know that type of service is out there, but other types of services that they could, you know, help them out in their franchise ownership quest.
That's a great point. Great point. A lot of the people who sell products and services within the franchise industry use this event as well.
Yeah, see, Tom, you expect me to say something funny there, but I got real serious.
That's right. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Tom, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on the event? Because we do have a lot of listeners. California is actually one of our biggest listening states for our radio show. Is there any websites that you can go to?
Yeah, I would suggest they go on to WCFEXPO.com.
WCFEXPO.com. Excellent.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Tom. You've been a fantastic guest, and love to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks, guys. Good luck.
Have
for the
a great
rest
show,
of the day.
Tom.
Hope to
Tom,
see
good
you
luck
soon.
The show.
Don, I was down in Red Bank the other day. I was thinking of you.
Just a couple pounds over. Excellent. Thanks, Tom. Have a great show.
Guys, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. No problem. Bye-bye.
That was fantastic, Tom. Good guest, huh?
Yeah, it's good to have them on before the big shows. Kind of like what we do with Nancy, Mary Jo at Franchise Times. Can tell us what's happening. A nice, diverse list of franchises. So hopefully it'll lead to more business owners out there.
Absolutely. Well, I see our guests Jack and Kevin have called in, Don. So why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up in segment two, they're the fastest-growing pizza company in the United States based on the number of stores signed into development since 2007. We're meeting with Jack Woodarack, CEO of Marco's Pizza, and Kevin Wilkerson, area representatives of Marco's Pizza. And that's coming up in segment two.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful.
we invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs of one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today because we are meeting with Jack Woodrath, CEO of Marco's Pizza, and Kevin Wilkerson, area representative of Marco's Pizza. Hey, Jack. Hey, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
This is Jack.
Marty,
hey,
Don, good morning.
Today. Hi, everyone. Hi, guys, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Jack and Kevin.
Yeah, guys, thanks for coming on. Marty and I have looked forward to it. As we've said earlier, we always tell shows that we do, franchisors, that one day we'll have them back on. So it's been a couple of years since we've had you both on, so we're anxious to hear how things have gone with Marco's the last couple of years.
Very good. Happy to update you.
Absolutely.
We've been very busy, and if you'd like me to elaborate, I'd be happy to tell you about it.
Sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Jack. I thought we could start, Jack, going into, you know, what were you doing before Marco's Pizza? I know you're a very big part of this company's success and history. What were you doing before that?
Early in my career, what happened is I was acquired by, I had a company that was acquired by Hubline, which owned Kentucky Fried Chicken at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And what Hubline taught me was how to package a concept for rapid expansion, because it was Hubline's vision to build hundreds of these. It was fast food Mexican, like a Taco Bell. And so what happened is I learned how to package a concept, and that's what I did. And I did that, and Hubline changed their direction and stopped the expansion of that concept. But I joined a company called Chi-Chi's, it was a casual Mexican concept, and did the same thing with the guy who was a franchisee of Fuddruckers. And so I've basically what I did was package concepts and expand them and develop them, and then operated them or sold them or whatever, you know, got out of the business. But I saw Marcus as an opportunity to do the same type of thing. It was a great concept. It was started in 78. And but that's what I did is I saw the opportunity to package this concept and take it from where it was to where it is today.
That's fantastic. And Kevin, how about yourself? What were you doing before joining Marcus?
My background probably highlights the advantage of joining a franchise system, especially a great franchise system like Marcos. After graduating from college, I joined the Army. I was a commissioned infantry officer for 24 years, spent a lot of time traveling around the world, spent 3 tours in the Pentagon, got a Harvard master's degree out of that career, but I always had an interest in business. And so I actually retired a little early, did some work with the defense industries while I was looking for a business. That led me to start a mergers and acquisition firm. And so I owned a mergers and acquisition firm for about 5 years, helped people buy and sell businesses. And it was a PhD-level education in small business. During that time, I ran across a guy that was looking for an opportunity. He eventually joined the Marcos team. And when I tried the pizza, I was blown away. It was just a great product. About a year later, this kept coming back to me. I met with Jack and met with the leadership of the company and was just very impressed with the caliber of the people in Marcos, how bright they are, enthusiastic, helpful. But more than that, I was impressed with their character, the integrity and the ethics in this company. And so I left those other two professions and joined Marcos, and it's been a great ride.
A very impressive backgrounds of both of you guys. So,
right.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's true. How do you describe the Marcos Pizza franchise system? And this question could go to Jack or Kevin. I mean, if you guys were at a franchise show and someone came up to you and said, what do you guys do? What's the sales pitch, I guess you can say?
This is Jack, and I think what it is, what I try to believe in is, in the franchise system, is you've got to have a good business model to start with. You've got to have a good product,
right.
and we do. So assume you've got to be able to differentiate yourself, brand positioning from the competition, which we've been able to accomplish. And we're high-quality pizza, and so we've been able to do that. And so then you've got to create a business model where there's common goals. And through our area rep program, that's something we've done. And that's, you might be understand it as master franchising, but we sell geographic territory. So it's something where it's a partnership, and we have common goals. And we work together to win, and we work together when we're losing. How do we fix it? And I hate to use the word partnership. My attorneys get a little nervous about that. But it's a partnership. You've got common goals out there, and you got to have good quality people. If you don't have good quality people
right.
that are in your organization, you got a problem. But we've been able to attract good people. So,
which is, a big part of having a successful franchise system. We've heard other franchisors and shows we've done in the past, Jack, say exactly the same thing. Your franchise is only as good as your team and your franchisees.
Right.
So, you know, it looks like you're doing a great job of getting those quality people like Kevin.
Well, just to direct off what Jack said, I think what's interesting about Marcos is we're certainly growing, and we're growing very quickly nationally, but we're centered regionally, and the AR program works well primarily because our interests are aligned. And it is a partnership, and there's great communication between the ARs and with the leadership. And I think that's really some of the magic that makes us so successful and pleased with this model.
And as far as why so many entrepreneurs and future franchisees have been so attracted to Marcos, it might be a combination of the leadership and the quality of food and how the stores are laid out. Is it really a combination? Is there any one thing that stands out as to why Marcos is growing so much?
If I had to say one thing, it would be the product. And that's what hit me. I was retired and trying to learn to play golf better than what I was able to. And what hit me was really the product. I mean, there was a quality product. Patchy Marco created a quality product, and he didn't have a desire to go franchise it. So I think it's the product is first thing that everybody notices.
Right.
And I think Kevin mentioned that earlier. And And then once somebody is attracted by the product, then they start to do the research, and we've been able to assemble a corporate management team that has got a lot of experience in the pizza business, former president of Domino's, president of Domino's Distribution Company, and a gentleman who's in charge of Yum development. And so we've got a great corporate team, and that's been able to attract good people like Kevin.
Right. Kevin, what would you say to that?
I think Jeff's exactly right. When I talk to new franchisee prospects, first of all, it's the product. Try the product. And you've got to have something that you have a passion for, something that you're really proud of. Otherwise, you're just not going to be successful in anything in life. And we're really proud of this pizza. It is world-class. And so it begins with that. It's a high-quality product. We have high-quality service. The image is phenomenal. And so that starts the dialogue with a prospect. I'm fond of telling people the second most important reason for me being in this is the leadership and that relationship with them. And I think that entrepreneurs see the ability to leverage a system and have a support, and I'll talk about that a little bit later as far as the cross-communication. But at the same time, be their own boss, run their own business, and have a lot of entrepreneurial spirit involved in it and freedom. So that combination is pretty magical.
And with this big slump in the financing industry's collapsing, I know Marcos has stepped up to try to stay ahead of the curve. Maybe, Jack, talk about the different financing opportunities that Marcos offers.
Early in 08, we started to recognize that some of the programs, financing programs, were getting a little bit more tougher and more difficult. And so our CFO, Ken Schweitzer, and I put our heads together and said, okay, we got to think out of the box. And so what we've done is we've created a number of financing programs internal, and also have done some, I'll call it assurance programs, to help financial institutions want to finance, work with our system on financing our franchisees. And so we currently have seven programs out there. From starts off, if somebody wants to self finance, they could do that. But we've got programs through the SBA. We've got stuff through what we call Marcos Equipment Leasing. That's a regional bank that has a $2 million line that we have that's expanding up to $8 million. We've got seven programs that we have assembled that our franchisees can choose from. And we call it, what we do is we call it a kind of like a patchwork quilt. It may be a combination of, if you don't have enough equity and you're a good pizza operator, but you don't have enough equity in order to qualify some of these programs, we have a program that'll lend you, be an equity partner and do that. And at some point you can buy them out of that. So we have tried to eliminate, and I'd love Kevin's viewpoint, eliminate the obstacles for financing, because we saw that in order to accomplish our growth goals, we had to think out of the box. We couldn't rely on the old methods that we'd used for decades for financing, because they weren't there. And then as we saw in 08, everything collapsed and changed, but we had started that process. And probably the biggest thing that has happened is we have a Marcos assurance program, which is basically insurance that we, our ARs and ourselves are contributing to a fund. And if a franchisee fails, is that we'll relocate that store, recast that store, refranchise it, or if need be, we can contribute $50,000 to that that financial institution for the loss, to help cover the losses. So that has opened the doors to where we've been able to get quite a bit of financing with Main Street Bank, Bancorp. We've got enough financing to handle this coming year, but we're looking well beyond that. We're looking, you know, not only for 2011, but 12 and 13, because we need to not have that be an obstacle, and so far it hasn't.
Well, that's great. Many franchisors don't do that. I've been financing for many years. I know that it's a lot more difficult, and you have to be more creative, and it's good you guys have stepped up to not fall behind and keep up your growth. So you guys are on the right track with that.
And we've had some guidance from John Hamburger and team, Franchise Times and Finance. They've been with John from way back in our careers. And so he's a good sounding board as far as, you know, our crazy ideas. Does this make sense? And we've got a good relationship with our core bank, and we use them as a sounding board of our ideas. Does this make sense? So that financing just cannot be an issue. And so far it has not been, which is unique.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So how has technology played a role in your business? And that question can go for Jack or Kevin or both.
We use technology for at the store level. Our marketing programs is that we deliver, because we're a carry-out delivery pizza, we deliver to your home, we have your address, and the data that is available about you, that about you, is amazing. And so we mine that database a lot, and we have aligned ourselves with organizations that can help us do that for marketing purposes, but also use it to find out who our core customer is. Like Kevin is in Oklahoma, his customer may be a little bit different than what we have in Michigan and Ohio, and so we can mine that data, and we can find out who that consumer is, and we can locate stores to hopefully find locations that'll be more successful, likely of more success. And so we've used data a lot. Because we deliver to you, we've used Map Info, which is a company that can help us determine how many locations we can have across the country. And they've determined we can have up to 3,500 locations, which is fine. We like to have 3,500 locations and where they should be. And so technology is a critical point. We like to take advantage of it.
Let me touch base on a couple of things from an AR standpoint. Certainly from first contact, we're sending prospects FDDs electronically, and we're leveraging technology in that way. Marco's website is great, so they can research the company and look at it. And that's something that most companies do. But as Jack mentioned, we're really leveraging the site selection and down at the user level, being able to go in there and decide which sites are best for our prospects and for their personalities and their communities. Once you're part of the system, there's a couple things that help you from a building your business side. For example, our intranet, ChowNet, has some great resources on it. It's a great crosstalk between franchisees as well as between franchisees and corporate. So I can go to a local marketing company, tell them what I want. They can go onto this site, pull down marketing, and have absolutely great graphics that go on. It looked like they were done, across the country in the finest advertising agencies. And I've done all this locally. And it's because we're leveraging technology through our systems. Inside the store, the web ordering has been something that's really impressed people that walk in here. We have technology that normally is seen in much larger concepts. And people look at us and say, are you really able to do all this thing? And that web ordering is integrated with our POS system, our card processing, everything down to selling gift cards. It's pretty neat from what we can do there. Training internally, we're leveraging technology through Marcos University. And so we're training our new franchisees or our new crew members through online education. And that really appeals to the younger generation. They identify with that. So I won't tell you I'm a cool kid because I'm not, but at least they know that we're online with our education system.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Of course, Jack talked about the intelligent marketing that we're using through our databases. And, of course, we're also looking out there. We're on Facebook, we're Twitter, and we're looking at some apps in the future. So I think it helps us both in the standpoint of showing our crew and our younger generation that we really do get it and that we're moving forward with them. At the same time, we're really being able to leverage the technology to help us grow our businesses.
Yeah, and I think that's important. It was a good way you described it, Kevin. And Jack, for you, it must be interesting because you've been in franchising a long time. I mean, I always think of what things were like in the old days, Kevin was described. It just must be so much different, just utilizing technology today must save a lot of money, too, whether it's online education or sending out, electronic brochures, whatever that may be. But it must be fascinating.
It is fascinating because what makes you successful is as a chain across the nation is consistency. And McDonald's has obviously been one of the major leaders of that. And through technology, we can have the tools to our franchisees so that they understand and can deliver and know how to make the same product all across the country.
Right.
And it's fun because as going back to the old days, and I'll go back to KFC when I got involved with KFC. I mean, just to make a change. I mean, it was a product change or a
right.
procedural change was huge. I mean, it was, and today all we do
yeah.
is we go to our website, change the online video that's out there, which is
right.
easy to do, and we got a company that does that, and we communicate it to our franchisees, and this is what it is electronically through email and notices, and it's great. It costs a lot of money to get into that position. But once you're there, it's easy to maintain.
That's fantastic. Are there any numbers on the industry? I mean, obviously, this is a huge industry, but, I mean, are there any specific numbers where we're at?
The pizza segment, and before I bought Marco's in 2004, the franchise rights, is I started the pizza industry, and I wasn't that familiar with it. But it's a $35 to $40 billion industry, depending on who you believe, and it is growing. That's a big thing. And the thing that really attracted me is that the big three pizza companies, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, and Domino's, they accounted for about 50% of that segment. And after that, it gets pretty fragmented. And so it's a segment that for a couple of years, I don't want to say it was stagnant, it wasn't growing a lot, but in the last couple of years, and the recession has helped us a lot, because you just don't go to Ruth Chris's often, but you will order pizza more often. So
right.
Pizza's it appeals to the nation and wide demographics, and it's a growing business, and it's not you can easily go in and penetrate if you can differentiate yourselves, which Papa John's did 25 years ago, and
right.
was able to go in there, and that's what we see. We just want to be the fourth largest pizza chain, that's all. We don't want to be number one, we just want to be number four.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Jack and Kevin, we have to take a quick break. Are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs one more. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Jack Woodruff, CEO of Marco's Pizza, and Kevin Wilkerson, area representative of Marco's Pizza. And Don, I think you're up.
And Kevin, tell us a little bit about training these days and how was your training process when you went through that?
The neat thing about buying into a franchise, as you know, is you're joining a system. And I've been involved in Agile education pretty much all my life through my other careers. So I was very impressed by seeing the system that's set up within Marco's. The training starts off with 6 weeks in-store, and for a guy like me that wasn't a food guy, that was very helpful. And, in fact, I have people in my stores today training that are going to open stores in the future. So we're doing hands-on training, talking about production, talking about customer service, the POS system, the marketing. So all aspects of Marco's through that time period. It's very hands-on. We administer workbooks and exams. We do go through Marco's University with them, so they're exposed to the technology and the online. And then once that training is completed in the store satisfactory, a prospect moves from there into a 9-day training period at corporate where they're certified. And they, again, do hands-on tests. They do written tests. The training at corporate is focused a lot more on your business. And so we're helping people become successful in this industry. And so you're talking about finance and financials. You're talking about insurance, food controls, cost, labor. And what's really neat about that training is you're cross-talking among other franchisees. So you're learning from them and you're building relationships that are going to help you in your training later. Because it doesn't just end at that point once you're certified. The training continues. You have franchise reps that are corporate reps that come out and help you train. I've actually called and asked for somebody to come out and assist me with one of my franchisees, and corporate send a guy out. They help train as you open stores. And then we're using webinars, so back to the technology discussion, pretty much on a weekly basis, whether that's in operations or logistics or training. And so we're using webinars to help us cross-talk and train our franchisees as well. So it's a pretty holistic program.
Yeah, definitely. You have to have a solid training program to be a successful franchise. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Any typical day that a franchisee goes through, or probably not, right?
Typical day.
I'll let Kevin answer that.
let's see, typical day. I'll start with fun, and I'll start with busy. The neat thing about this business is there's no shortage of what to do. You know, I get up every morning, and I kind of know what I want to do, but sometimes the business moves you, as with many other concepts. I'll give you a feel, though, just kind of pull from yesterday, for example. I was in the store before opening. We met with a couple of new franchisees. We were talking about their build-out and their leases, and I was helping them. We were going over blueprints of my stores.
Right.
And I was trying to share with them some ideas of what we need to look at that. As I mentioned, I've got guys training in the store, so I spent a little time with them, and my management team is there as well, but I take a real personal interest in making sure that they understand our system and that they have the same training that I got and the benefits I got. So we did some training there. I did have a conference call yesterday with a company that does intelligent marketing, and so we were talking about the database within our POS and how we're going to integrate that and if that's a good move for me at this time. I was actually involved in some local marketing yesterday and met with a local company and some print ad. Let's see. I spent some time with a banker yesterday and talked about some future growth and about financing because, as Jack mentioned, we're very aggressive about that. But we're always looking at where we can grow that because it hasn't been an impediment for Marco's.
Right.
There was some great crosstalk yesterday for me with some franchisees across the nation. And one in particular had a fantastic idea about some marketing later in the month. And so I then communicated that with my franchisees and my general managers in my stores and said, let's look at this. Let's talk about this. Let's see how we can leverage this idea from another guy that, quite frankly, I wouldn't have thought of. And we're going to put that into the presentation because it's all about execution, really. I was able to present a couple of awards to some crew because they've done a great job. Had some great interaction with some customers from the company. Jack talked about being able to change an offer online. I was actually training a GM yesterday on how to change a coupon on our system, which is not a difficult thing to do. So I kind of ran through the whole gamut from down in the trenches all the way to the strategic planning, and that's kind of what is exciting about this whole concept and about Marcos, is that you're involved in operations and training and logistics and marketing and prospecting and hiring, and it's a fun business.
That's great. Jack and Kevin, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Marcos Pizza franchisee? Is there any websites they can go to, any numbers they can call?
They can go on marcos.com on the Internet.
Okay.
And if they want to call, they can call our corporate number. It's 419-885-7000. But if you go to marcos.com, you can learn all about our company and our concept and our brand and why we're different than 65,000 other pizzerias.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both you gentlemen again. You did a great job in presenting the franchise opportunity. And I think you agreed, Don. We'd like to have them back again, right?
Planet 2013. We'll have you guys back.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys are great. So, but nice job, gentlemen.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Good show, Hannah. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Don. Thanks.
Thanks, Jack and Kevin. Great job. Yeah, another good show, Marty. It's always interesting to see why the successful franchises are growing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is amazing. I mean, it's fun to watch. You know what I mean? Again, the growth that Marcos has had since we've had them on the show, Don, has been amazing, hasn't it?
Yep, definitely.
That's fantastic. So, did a great job, Don. And, again, segment one was fun having Tom on as well. So, again, and this is we're going on show 198. So, a couple shows away from 200. So,
yeah,
nice job, Don, for 4 years.
Same to you.
And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net, and I'll be talking to you more next week, Don.
Take care, Marty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye.